That's a big hurdle for oppressed nations and people who are discriminated against, because that's what they're trying to deprive you of, is your identity and your pride. So that's when you become dangerous, when you have identity and pride.
So a new movement is coming. I can feel it. I see it in our youth, because we still haven't reached that pinnacle where we should be at. And it's going to come again. And all of us older people, we have a responsibility to support the younger people. And they're going to create a movement based on their social conditions, their social reality, and they're going to develop their own leadership.
And that's it for part one of Symbols of Resistance, a tribute to the martyrs of the Chicano movement, a documentary produced by the Freedom Archives in San Francisco, California. Next week, we'll bring you part two. Check out our website, radioproject.org, to get our podcasts, download past shows, or make a difference by supporting our work. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. The Making Contact team is Executive Director Lisa Rudman, producers Monica Lopez,
you
Anita
are
Johnson,
listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a volunteer coordinator. Our volunteer coordinator is responsible for maintaining KBOO's volunteer management systems, day-to-day coordination of volunteers, and the onboarding of new volunteers. Applications are due by July 26th. For a complete job description and instructions on how to apply, visit kboo.fm/employment. KBOO is an affirmative action and equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, Super Indian, and all your favorites coming up on today's show.
Hey, I'm a in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and spitting and politicking on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. Your heart to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear it. No, we keep on rocking and shocking. Cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Feel you open, we keep knocking work.
You Super Indian.
Super Indian. The sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loves you.
We got any more moose turkey?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And they're super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey,
quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bax is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian.
Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Rez rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wumpum Bags is gone, Dioji. The Rez rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car. Ow. Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Dioji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese, no superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thundermaker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
Oh, for the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the Rez dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Dioji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, freak, Deloria's ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Dioji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now. The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Hours later, the Rez rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear Dioji?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That thunderbolt was the ultimate Dioji smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech. Huh?
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian.
Super. Thank you. Thank you. WOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.